Group Council. Hello everyone, welcome back. I'm your host, Rillian, and thanks for joining us. This is a very special episode today. The reason is because it was 1 year ago, February 2005, that we first released episode one. Alright, maybe it started off with more humble beginnings, but it was the first episode. It wasn't the NarniaWeb.com Council. It wasn't even it was Narnia News in a Nutshell, and it wasn't even NarniaWeb's official podcast yet. It was just something I started. And it's really fun to see how this has progressed and how we've gotten different input from people and how other people have now joined us. And this is also a special episode because now, exactly 1 year and a day later, on February 2nd, we received a whole slew of news, one of which was the actor for Caspian being announced, Ben Barnes. We also learned about Alicia Borrachero being cast as Puna Prismia, Peter Dinklage cast as Trumpkin, Vincent Grast cast as Dr. Cornelius, and Warwick Davis being cast as Nicobrick the Dwarf. We also have learned more about the issues with what's going on concerning The Voyage of the Dawn Treader and whether or not Adamson will be directing it. It appears right now that he will not be directing the third film. And we've also received news on locations and things like that. And with all the topics that have, all the news that's come out in such a short amount of time, this episode is going to be a two-parter. And so, on the first part, we will be discussing the news concerning all the cast and what's going on there, what we think of it. And second, on the part two, we will discuss what's happening with the third film, what's happening with the script that we know of for Caspian and things like that. So, what are we waiting for? This is so thrilling, I know you can't wait, I sure can't. And so we're just going to go ahead and get started now. I am here with Doobie. Welcome back, Doobie.
Hey, it's great to be back.
And our new guest today is Coraline. Coraline, thank you very much for joining us.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here.
Well, I have been looking forward to this episode for so long. And not just because of all the news that's come out, but because a year ago this month, I finished up the very first episode of what was Narnia News in a Nutshell.
That's right. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. I got, right off the bat, I remember I got my first taste of what this job was going to be like because I remember it was late at night, I finished editing it, it was February 1st, and right when I finished editing it, I looked on the news and Prince Caspian had just been announced, and I was thrilled, and then I realized that I was about to release a podcast without the biggest piece of news on the web. So I had to re-edit the whole thing with the Caspian news put in.
The funny thing is that just keeps happening with every episode, I think. You know, something else just keeps coming out.
Yeah, in fact, by the time everyone listens to this, Prince Caspian will have already come out, and Voyage of the Dawn Treader will be premiering.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just thinking that it was pretty amazing that you had just heard about Prince Caspian being made when you first started the podcast, and here we are a year later, and we've got so much exciting news coming out this week.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Prince Caspian, almost really a year and a day, 366 days later, the actor for Caspian has announced. I wonder if that's... I don't think that's a coincidence.
No.
I think that was almost intentional.
I don't care if it's coincidence or not. I think it's cool.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it is cool. And we've got some great news here, so... Do we want to just go ahead and start talking about Caspian?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what do we know about him? His name's Ben Barnes. He's 25 years old.
He's a British actor.
He is a British actor, and he was on a he was doing a play called History Boys, and he gave that up before his contract was ended. And now he's doing this, and the forums, within about 12 hours, the thread about him was about 5 pages long.
because it's the biggest news out there, because Prince Caspian right. plays such a pivotal role. I mean, it's the name of the movie. So yeah. you got to have the casting of this particular part exactly right.
That's right, because mm-hmm. we've got him for 3 films, so
yeah,
he's one of the biggest characters in the whole series. It's very important.
Well, let's start with our thoughts. Coraline, ladies first, and we haven't heard really from you yet. Why don't you go ahead and tell us what your impressions are?
Well, I've been really hesitant to form an opinion about Mr. Barnes because I haven't seen him act in anything. One of the movies that he just completed is a movie called Stardust, and it comes out in movie theaters this August, and so I'm waiting to form an opinion about him until I see that movie and see what he's like on screen. But based on his looks alone, he looks like a good Caspian.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. I sort of see him in the same way that I saw the Pevensies when they were announced. It sort of as not quite how I imagined, but still a plausible version of that character. So just one way that he could be portrayed on screen, and I think it's quite good, you know. And I think he'll be quite a convincing Caspian. And I think they were also obviously keeping in mind Voyage of the Dawn Treader, where he actually gets married at the end of that. So he does need to be a bit older, perhaps. Yeah. For that reason.
Yeah, although I still think the fact that he's 25 does make me a little nervous. I think if they'd gone with someone around 19, it would have been all right. And I remember, it's not really a big secret now, you know, I was trying to get the part, and I was talking to Pippa Hall and Vice President of Casting over at Disney, and it was kind of funny because I remember Pippa emailed me saying, "Oh, you know, just you know, so you know, they've changed the profile on the character quite a bit since you first started this," and I thought, "Oh, okay, they want someone younger because I'm 19."
Yeah.
But then I just go, "Oh my goodness, they wanted someone older." Yeah. But again, with the age, he does look young. He doesn't look 25.
No.
True.
But so he can, that can work, but there's one situation I am definitely concerned about. In my opinion, he does look older than William Moseley. And for the role of the relationship between Caspian and Peter, and Caspian seeing Peter as the High King, I see it as essential that the audience realize that Caspian looks up to Peter. And I wonder if the age difference might become a bit of a hindrance there.
A liability, almost.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think we can't really be sure of that until we know how the script is going to play out as well. I think maybe the dynamic will change just a little bit because, of course, the actors who are playing the Pevensies also are a lot older than their ages in the books. I mean, William Moseley is nearly 20 now. In the book, he's supposed to be 14. So, and Anna is 18 and she's supposed to be 13. So they are playing older than their book characters, and that's going to affect things as well, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Coraline, you were going to say something?
Yeah, and I lost it.
Oh, okay.
It was something about, I want to see how Mr. Barnes looks as vulnerable. I want to see how he plays vulnerable, because that is going to have to be something that he needs to be able to portray when he's running from his uncle and taking on the mantle of leading the Narnians.
Yeah, and that's very tricky. I think Lewis had it down pat. I think he really hit the nail on finding the balance between making Caspian seem like a leader and a good leader and a good king, but still definitely needing aid from the High Kings and Queens, not necessarily because he was inept, but because things were out of his control.
That's right.
And that's one of the questions here. I wonder, are they changing the script so that Caspian is no longer as dependent on Peter? Because he needs to be somewhat vulnerable. But I wonder, can this actor, being 25, play someone who's vulnerable and yet not make it look ridiculous with him being old? If you know what I mean.
Yeah,
old,
I know what
he's blooming old, as some people say.
No,
you better not be called
but I, yeah, I think one of the things is also, I mean, this story is called Prince Caspian. It's about Prince Caspian. But sometimes when you're reading the book, because the Pevensies are so much taking charge of things, you feel that sometimes Caspian is sort of reduced to a spectator in his own story. And maybe they're just trying to lessen that a little bit in the film and bring him out a bit more.
Well, yeah, it sounds like we also got some word on script changes. And a little bit. This is according to one person, and technically it's still a rumor, and we should take it with a grain of salt. But I think, what do we know about the scripts? We know that according to Caspian Kid, he said that there's a little bit of, I think he used the word flirting, between Caspian and Susan.
Yeah, I think that's very subjective myself.
Yeah, I hope it's not true, because it was my idea to have that in the April Fool's joke, and I'm wondering if I jinxed it.
It's all your fault, you know.
I know. I'm too influential on poor Mr. Adamson. I wish. Yeah.
Yeah.
Awkward silence will be filled with music. Go ahead, Coral.
Well, the awkward silence is because I know more than I'm allowed to say.
Yeah.
From what I understand, the flirtation is very mild. From what I understand. So
and
a lot of people are
even if it can be understood as flirtation, it, you know.
That's true.
That's just one person's interpretation.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, it, like I said, from what I understand, the flirting is mild, and it's only like an afterthought in the scene. So I'm not, for everybody that's up in arms about it, I think you can relax.
Rest easy.
Yeah, I don't think that people need to be all upset about the flirtation, because, like I said, it's fairly mild. It's an afterthought in the scene. I think we're in some very good hands when it comes to the script writing from what I've seen.
Yeah.
Which is not much.
Yeah. Again, you know, we have to remember Douglas Gresham is very involved here. And I think I remember the only when asked if he had any disputes with Adamson on the first film, I think the only real I think he said any kind of disagreement they had was concerning the dialogue with Father Christmas and Susan, and some lines there. But I'm not really concerned about a lot of stuff. It's not like the Do you girls remember when the Two Towers rating was officially announced?
No.
The movie The Two Towers, and the fans went up in arms. No. Yeah, it was unbelievable. They said it was rated PG-13 for a certain scene that was put in, and fans were up in arms going, oh my goodness. And then, of course, the next day they came up with a retraction. No, I'm sorry, that's for the new James Bond film. I don't think we'll have we'll have to worry about anything like that.
No.
Yeah, nothing serious.
No. I hope not.
Nah.
So have we said everything we want to about Mr. Barnes?
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I think we're looking forward to having him around.
Well, one reason, unfortunately, Glumpuddle could not be with us tonight, but I know he has a signature banner that has a picture of Ben Barnes with a cigarette.
No, he doesn't actually have that anymore.
Yeah. Oh, he doesn't?
We asked him to change it.
Oh, that was funny.
It was funny.
Well,
but yeah, it was a picture of Mr. Barnes in a previous role with a cigarette in his mouth, and the caption said, "I am meant to be 13."
Yeah.
Or I am 13 or something like that.
I am but 13, yeah.
That's what it was.
I thought it was hilarious.
So did I.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Well, the next person I think who was announced was the real Pruna Prismia, not our
not Melissa Morgan.
Yeah, poor Melissa Morgan. I wish she could have gotten the role, but oh well. Anyway, it's Okay, I'm going to say the name, and then Coraline say the name, and then Dewey say the name. Alicia Borrachero.
Alicia Borrachero.
Alicia Borrachero. No, we all agreed. There you go.
Okay, we all agree. That's her name. So it's even if she disagrees, she's outvoted. But that's her name. And I haven't seen her in anything else, and we don't have much to go off of except for her picture.
I do like her picture. I think she looks good for the role. But in the book, it's such a minor role. I mean, she's just there for a tiny little bit of the plot at the beginning, and then she just disappears for the rest of the book.
What can you say?
I hope she looks good as redhead.
Is she a redhead?
No, she's not. She's a brunette. But
in the book, she's a redhead.
Prismia is a redhead.
In the book, Caspian was blonde. So.
And no, he was golden-haired. That does not necessarily mean blonde. Yes.
How can you have golden hair and not be blonde?
I have seen brunette's hair look like it's gold. My hair is primarily brown, but it's been called blonde on a number of occasions. So, anyway, we're getting off the point. We're talking about...
No, let's talk fashion for the next 30 minutes. Okay, right.
We are getting off track here. Fernand Prismia is meant to be redheaded, and I guess Mr. Lewis was indicating that she had a bit of a fiery temper as well, but was it ever explicitly stated?
Not really. I must say about her, what I saw of her, I didn't like her, which I like, because she looks very cold. Kind of, not in a Tilda Swinton kind of way, but a very, she looks like she would be will be right for the part.
Yeah, I agree.
Not really likable.
She looks like she could be a very good wife of a scheming uncle to Prince Caspian.
Yeah, that's right.
Wouldn't that be a bad wife of a scheming uncle?
Yeah, I guess it would be a bad
wife. Yeah.
I wonder, do you think they'll be expanding the role of her, of Prismia, significantly?
Oh, I think so. Maybe not certainly significantly, think so. But some degree at least.
I remember reading the book, and I wondered, wait, what happened to Pruna Prismia, and what happened to the child?
What happened to her son? That just fizzled out, didn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I guess we'll just have to wait for that.
Yep.
And now we have our actor for Trumpkin, officially.
Trumpkin, yeah.
And his name is Peter Dinklage.
Yes, he is.
And I remember... I saw the movie Elf, and once I saw it, I told my younger brothers, I said, guys, wouldn't he be perfect as Nickabrick? And here he's playing Trumpkin. Well, I did. I thought he would be perfect as Nickabrick.
See, he doesn't look like he'd be a better Nickabrick.
I think it's the hair
color, because he's got black hair, and so you think Nickabrick. But I think with a red wig, he'll be great as Trump.
Well, I'm interested in seeing him, because isn't he an American actor? Or is he British?
Yeah, he is.
He's American.
He's American, but the actor who's been cast as Nickabrick, which is Warwick Davis, he is English. So you'd expect them to have some sort of similarity between the accents there.
And Warwick Davis was also in our April Fool's joke, although he was Rumblebuff in there.
Wimbleweather.
I'm sorry. Yeah, Wimbleweather. Sorry, I got mixed up.
Yeah.
But yeah, these two guys...
Our April Fool's joke seems to be having some relevance now.
I know. Scary, actually.
It is. I wonder. Ah, oh, never mind. I don't.
No, we have. No, I don't think it influenced.
Yeah, but these two guys. I guess having Warwick and Peter on there does tell us. We were wondering for a long time, and I don't know if we ever got around to discussing it in the podcast, but. They did, and I guess this makes it official that they're going to be using short people for the roles of the dwarfs and not scaling down actors. What?
Yeah.
It's not going to be forced perspective or green screen. It's going to be actual little
people. I'm actually really happy with that because I know that it can work fairly well to shrink people digitally, but it doesn't feel as convincing to me. And with people like Wimbleweather, for example, and... hasn't been a casting announcement on him yet. They need to make him bigger with a computer, but it isn't as necessary with the dwarfs because they can cast little people. So
Well, I'm almost I hate to commit the sin of envy, but do you realize this will be Warwick Davis's fourth Narnia film?
That's right. He's already been in
Prince Caspian and voiced Don Treader. Yeah.
Yep. And he was and in... The Silverchair is Glimfiddich.
Yeah.
Sorry, yeah. I think he's probably the only person who's been in both series and been in both of the same film as well.
That would be awesome if we could get an interview with him. Yeah. I know a guy who actually got to meet him.
Oh, wow.
But let's see. So Star Wars, Harry Potter, Narnia. You can't get much better than that, can you?
That's right.
He's got quite the, reputation for... being an excellent actor.
He is a good actor. And I think... I've never seen him in a villainous role, though.
Exactly. I think they're casting against type here, because you might have expected, as you said, for Peter Dinklage to be cast as Nickabrick and Warwick Davis to cast as Trumpkin. But they've done something quite clever. They've, cast them the other way around against type. And I think that will probably work to the film's advantage.
Maybe. Again, I've only seen one film of Peter Dinklage's, and that one he was a very...
That was Elf.
Yeah, it was Elf. Did you see that? Did you see that movie?
I have, yes.
That was my favorite scene in that movie. He made that movie for me.
Yeah.
But I remember thinking, whoa, this guy is carries quite a bit of power.
He does. He's a very strong actor.
So he might... I don't know. I was trying to picture him with a red beard.
I was realizing
Peter will be likely coming back in Silver Chair, because Trumpkin does make a reappearance in Silver Chair.
Possibly even Voyage of the Dawn Treader. I mean, he doesn't actually appear in that, but he's mentioned. Uh-huh. You never know; they might sort of incorporate him into the script.
But we could be seeing quite a bit of him in the future.
That's true. You know, I'm going to try... I did that one Prince Caspian teaser poster, which had me in there. And I think I actually, at the time, was envisioning Peter Dinklage as Nickabrick. So if you look in the credits at the bottom, you should see Peter Dinklage's name down there.
Okay.
But I remember I put some guy up as Miraz. But I'm going to have to redo that, and I'll put the proper faces in. Mm. And I'll try to give Peter Dinklage a red beard in Photoshop and see how that works.
Yeah, you can always turn to the forum for assistance. I know we've got some very talented people on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jim Fan is pretty good.
Jim Fan, Halbert Deer is also good. StarCat23, she's good too.
Well, we have one more dwarf character who's been announced. Actually, a half-dwarf.
Half-dwarf, yes.
Half-dwarf, yes. And he is Vincent Grass. And I think he looks great.
He looks fantastic. I mean, if you look at the Pauline Baynes illustration of Cornelius in the book, and she's the original illustrator, there is actually a really close resemblance between them, between Grass and Cornelius.
Does anyone know his height?
Wow. I don't.
No, I don't either. I don't think he's, really short or anything, but since he's only half dwarf, they can get away with anything there. So.
Yeah. I was thinking if he was around 5'4 or 5'6, that'd be great. But
And
he's a French speaker as well.
Born in Belgium.
Is he British?
No, he was born in Belgium.
Yeah, Belgium, but speaks French. But he can do, from what I've heard, pretty clean English accent, so that should be fine.
Yeah, as we know, there's only one English accent in the whole of England. No, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
So we're going to be Spaniards and
French
people. And
well, I think they can get away with it because Caspian and Miraz and Prune and Prismia and a lot of these characters are meant to be Telmarines, not... native Narnians. They were not originally from Narnia. So I think they can get away with having different accents, different racial histories.
Yeah.
In this one.
Well, I'm going to have to look up more pictures of Vincent Grass, but it's very important to me that he have a very kind look. And in this picture that they have on Narnia Web, it's not,
it looks wonderful.
Yeah, I think he could do a very good job. I've only seen of all of the five cast members they've announced. I've only seen two of them in different films.
That would be Warwick and Peter?
Yeah, Warwick and Peter.
Yeah.
And that's it. But I think so far, with the overall cast, I am very pleased.
Me too. It seems very strong.
Especially, yeah, I don't think, I remember being very satisfied with the cast on the first film. I'd only seen, really just a few of them in previous films. And this time, I think it's going to be great.
Yeah.
And despite my fears about one or two of them, I think it's going to be very good. And a lot of it depends on how the other actors perform in relation to them, how Mosley performs in relation to Barnes, and also how the script goes. So there's a lot of different factors, but I'm very optimistic.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Your typing's coming through loud and clear, Doobie. What are you typing?
Is it really?
Yeah,
yes,
it is.
Sorry.
You go, ditto.
Okay, I'll keep my hand on the keyboard. There we go.
Well, I just keep moving my mouse to make sure I don't go to the screen there. Anyway, but the casting is not the only news we've gotten this week.
Yes, and we're going to discuss that on part two.
Oh,
so
good.
Be sure to join us next time.